When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And today's a great day to share. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great videos and photos and stories. There are some really good ones. Oh, there's one of the best, I'd call it a farm herding border collie video up there. Is this dog a great working dog? So I know that Nathan, your mom, appreciated the video and posted another little one about Abby, who it's like when you don't have sheep to herd, she's herding another dog. But anyway, some really cool stuff. The not so cool, this is the, I said it's, 99% positive all the time, and then every once in a while we have recalls. Well, wouldn't you know, we had a couple of those this week I got to tell you about, and they're up on Facebook where you can check them out. And gosh, it is a glorious Sunday, sunny Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. Although, because I'm looking from the east side, I can't be sure that Seattle's actually there. It's cloudy in Seattle right now, and I'm assuming that it's still there, but we just can't see it right now, nor can we see the Olympics or Mountains or anything right now. But the rest of the area is kind of blue sky and some light white clouds and sun, and it looks lovely, but it's cold out there. I tell you, my neighborhood was completely frosted, and it was below freezing all the way driving down here until I got to 405, and then it warmed up just slightly, and I think it was 31 by the time I got here, so it's chilly. So Animal World's production engineer is here and keeping us running smoothly. That would be Nathan Miller.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, and I think, well, I'd like to... winter's obviously still here because it was frosted this morning, but what are we looking like? I think that we're... Maybe we got something coming in, and then it's going to get nice. Anyway, I'm not sure. So how
we
are
do
we
have a little rain squall coming through on Monday into Tuesday morning. It's going to be pretty heavy with rains on that day and a little bit stronger winds overnight tonight as well. But once we get through all of that, looks like just a normal, typical, partly sunny week for the remainder, and highs a little bit on the chilly side, but mid to upper 40s.
All right. And let's go ahead and set the table so everybody can chime in, because there's so much to cover right now. In her own private mood-lit studio, Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again.
All is well in your world?
All's well.
All right. And then it is the second Sunday of February, and I'm still having a little trouble wrapping my mind around that, but that is where we are, and the good news about it means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World, and so it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World, which means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. You made the trek down from Darrington this morning.
Lovely drive this morning.
Yeah, and was it freezing and frosted up in your neck
you
of the woods?
I don't think we're as cold as you were.
Really?
Was 35 at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, now, on the weather I was watching last night, they were talking that Darrington could get some snow tomorrow.
Yes.
So have you heard that, too?
I heard that, too, so I guess we'll find out.
All right, and then normally, Dr. Nell's sister, Linda Rasmussen, would be here in the studio with us, but we understand that it's hard to be here if you don't have a car to drive in. And we understand the car's in the shop. So the good news is that we now technically have those bases covered. So Linda is zooming in from home, and she's the big head on the screen now. She's the head behind the curtain on The Wizard of Oz. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Nelson, Nathan.
Hey.
And we all get to see you, so it's nice here. You know, there were definitely years past since, you know, we're going towards 30 years here on the show. And, you know, we haven't always been able to do all this technical stuff. So it's kind of nice these days. You know, if you can't get here, oh, it's all right. We can get you on Zoom and then we'll actually be able to see you and all of that. So we are all here. It's just a little different configuration. Now, we will have open phone lines throughout the show. And the whole point of today is for you guys to call in and for Dr. Nels and Linda get to help you and your animal friends. Dr. Nels does this work on mostly animals and some humans. Linda works on humans. So when we get you on the line, then typically the way it goes is Dr. Nels works on the animals and Linda works on the humans. And sometimes they work on both together and all of that. But we get the job done. And we will begin, you know, it's probably usually 9:30 before we get to phone calls and so forth, but we will get going on that. I'll give you phone numbers now in case you want to jot them down and call in. And if by chance there's somebody, one of you out there that you need a healing reset or whatever you need from Dr. Nels and Linda and want to call in early, please do. We'll I'll adjust and we'll get to you as soon as we can. But local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, before I officially start the show, there are a couple of things going on today. And one of them I've got to tell you about immediately, just in case somebody wants to do this. I got a letter this week from one of our listeners, Loretta, and asking, I think, Stacy, you've talked to her before, and I talked to Loretta on and off. She's been, like, with us forever. And she reminds me that she's not very techie, and, of course, I can relate to that. She's the one that has been looking for a Persian kitten for a long, long time. Hasn't been able to find anybody with Persian. So if any of you out there know of Persian breeder kittens or something in the area, please let me know. But she was requesting that we let her know about cat shows and stuff we had. And when I got your letter, Loretta, obviously it came, I think I got it just Friday in the mail. So obviously this is the first show I could tell you about it. But when I checked out cat shows, wouldn't you know, the only one around the area that's close is this weekend. However, it's up north. It's in Ferndale?
Ferndale.
Yeah, so Dr. Nels, you're familiar with that area?
Yeah, I practiced in Bellingham for a number of years, so I'm well familiar with Ferndale, a little north of Bellingham.
All right, well, it's the Evergreen Cat Fanciers, a two-day 12-ring back-to-back cat show, traditional format, 10 all-breed rings and 2 specialty rings. The show will open to the public, judging starts at 9 a.m., and that was yesterday and today. That is up in Ferndale. Now, you know, that's kind of, I don't know, how long, Well, it's about, I know it's an, from my house in Monroe, it's an hour and a half to Bellingham. And is Ferndale, north, south,
yeah,
east,
north.
A little north. So
it's
Ferndale
north.
Is even farther
yeah,
north.
Yeah, so add another, 20, 30 minutes.
So probably a 2-hour drive from Seattle
yeah,
to
I would
get
think
up
so.
There. Yeah, so that's why I wanted to tell you about it now.
From Seattle, about an hour and a half.
From about an hour
yeah.
and a half, okay.
On a Sunday particularly, where there's
yeah.
not real traffic.
I used to go up to Bellingham and back all the time for college. Went to Western.
Me too.
Oh, really? We're both alumni.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Family. Okay. Let's see. Now, the next show that comes up here, just so you know, is not until April, and that's in Longview, Washington. So from what I can tell, Loretta, there aren't any cat shows coming up in relatively close area, in the next few, couple months or so here. So I'll keep looking. And if things go kind of normally, then usually there are a number of cat shows locally around the area later spring into the summer. So that will probably be better. However, if there's anybody out there that knows of Persians available, please let me know so I can pass it on to Loretta, because she needs a Persian, she says. And anyway, so, now the other thing, we will have more, I'm sure it'll probably may come up here, because we have one football fan in the house big time. That, of course, would be Dr. Nils. And today is that, I guess if you're into sports, especially football, I mean, today is the day, is it not? It
yes.
is Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, woo.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Yeah. So anybody, and I know, I think Nils is our biggest football fan. Does anybody want to rival Nils for that title?
I think he can wear the hat for that one.
Going to have him wear the hat? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, he has his Seahawks hat on. Okay. They're not in the Super Bowl, Dr. Nils. I'm sorry.
We can always hope, Maybe somebody needs a stand-in.
All right, so anybody have any favorites?
I'm for the Eagles.
Yeah, I watched the highlight reel of the Eagles, and I really liked the way they played. And I thought, I'd like to see them win.
Okay. Oh, so because you were still, you didn't, in the elevator, you weren't sure yet.
Well,
so you've changed your mind up.
Well,
here.
See, the thing is to my mind, even though Kansas City is not favored and the Eagles are by the whoever these people are who try to figure these things out, I think if Kansas City is in the Super Bowl, they're a favorite to win, no matter what the odds makers say.
Uh-huh. But I think there's a lot of, I don't know, I heard there was a lot of things that didn't bode well for them. I think more superstitiously than anything else.
Well, might be also health of players and such. Eagles are in really good shape right now.
I was just going to mention Mahomes. He was dealing with a hurt foot, so
yeah.
Has that recovered at all? Is he
back in
full
health? Well, he just won something.
He got some kind of MVP award, didn't
right,
he?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I think what something like, there's never been a case where the team that the most valuable player played on won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Or there's some, that's what I meant, like superstitious stuff. There's stuff like that around Kansas City, I heard, that don't bode well for them. But yeah. It's more like that.
Pundit nonsense.
Yeah. All right,
so you're talking about the NFC or AFC championship game MVP or the Super Bowl MVP?
Well, I don't know. I just heard that stuff.
Because, if a team wins a Super Bowl, the MVP is a Super Bowl is obviously going to be
from that
team.
I think he was
the
league MVP.
Yeah. Okay.
He won the league MVP.
Yeah, but it was around, it was something like, there was some other things. So there's some woo-woo stuff that might interfere is what I heard. I'm just passing on. Now, Stacey, do you care or not?
Rooting interest, but I feel like Kansas City and Mahomes wins too much, so we need to get Philadelphia in there.
Oh, okay. Linda, do you have a preference?
No, I really don't follow that. So
okay, so you're completely
may the
out.
Best team win.
Okay, what's your favorite color, teal or red?
Yeah. Red or green?
It's going to depend on the actual green or red. So.
It's like a teal, green, and then red is a little
kind
bit
of an orangey red.
Yeah, but it's pretty red.
Oh, no, I never favor an orangey red.
Okay, so you're Eagles.
Well, that's interesting. Now, see, for me, You know, I don't really, I'm not really into football anymore, although I grew up in a football family, so I understand all of that. But majorly influenced by my previous production engineer, Mike Roberge, and all the negativity surrounding, yeah, I mean, he really, you know, made an impression on me with all that he taught us. Anyway, I just have to say, I don't know why, but I have never felt good about or liked Kansas City. And I can't give you a reason for that. For some reason, I just don't resonate with that. But when I look at the Eagles team and the green, it feels much better to me. I like that energy better. So if I had to root, I would root for the Eagles. So it looks like in the animal world, we're wading towards the Eagles.
And it's not just because it's an animal.
Right. Well, no, I hadn't even thought about that. Well, for crying out loud. All right. There's no contest.
Are they going to have the Puppy Bowl this year?
That's the next thing. That's why we went through this subject, because that's the next, just so you can plan your day. This really had nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but we sort of had to cover that base. What I'm telling you about it now, so you can plan your day, there is a Puppy Bowl this year, and it is the biggest Puppy Bowl ever, and it's going to be aired on 3 networks. It's so popular, okay? So the Puppy Bowl today starts at 2 p.m., and guess what? We have a representative from our area, and I think it's from Seattle Humane. We have a puppy in the Puppy Bowl, but a rescue puppy that I believe I don't think they have up for adoption puppies in the Puppy Bowl anymore. I think they've been rescued, because this one already has a home. Anyway, they had a picture on it on the Como News last night. Anyway, so we have a representative in the Puppy Bowl. And 2 p.m. today, and you can watch it on Animal Planet, Discovery Channel, or TBS.
Hmm. Wow.
All right. So there you go. So that is the stuff I needed to cover before we officially start the show, just in case you need to make any special arrangements for your day and all of that sort of stuff. Okay, because after all, the Puppy Bowl is important. That other stuff, you know, we can sort of come and go. But
and of course, it couldn't be the Puppy Bowl without the kitten referees.
Well, that's true, and I think there's a Kitten Bowl too, but not nearly as well publicized, and the details and the information on that did not cross my path. So, I'm not sure, but there's probably something.
I'll bet that's funnier, though, because you know what they say about herding cats.
Okay, time out. Hey, Siri, is there a Kitten Bowl today? See how smart Siri is.
Siri knows everything.
I know she does. Kitten Bowl 2023, date, time, TV channel. You know, Siri's really good sometimes, most of the time. And all right, here we go. Kitten Bowl TV channel and how to stream.
One of my favorite things to do with Siri is ask it what's 10,000 to the 100th power, and it'll start going, answer to that is 1000000, and it just won't stopping until it says like 1,000 zeros. So that's an easy way to prank somebody with Siri.
What I saw was the Kitten Bowl was at 10:30 Eastern time this morning.
Oh,
that would be 7th. Anyway, I'll look at that more when we have a break. But
there'll still
like
be
it,
cats, and
they'll have the highlight reel.
Yeah, you might need to. But the first thing I saw that came up here was 10:30 Eastern time. Yeah. That would have been 7:30 our time, so it would be done by now. I mean, that seems dumb. Anyway, I'll look. I'll
maybe
look
it's
more.
10:30 p.m.
No, it's no. Yeah. Anyway, but Puppy Bowl's at 2 p.m. 3 networks and should be good. So. Let's go ahead and officially start the show. Then we'll take care of advertisers and either get to phone calls if there's any of you that want to get started early, or we'll get to the rest of my list of stuff and get started with phone calls. All righty. So I start the show every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That would be, of course, Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and then we have a pile of affirmations we do to get spiritualized up for the day and the week. And joining me on this part of the show is optional. So you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you cannot. It's totally up to you. It's not like dancing in our exercise portion of the show at 10 and 11 where dancing is required. But joining now is optional. Okay, here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, now to our affirmations. All have been contributed by some members of our animal world family, and all have proven to be extremely powerful for me and many of you. And I do them every day, and many of you do them every day, too, because I hear from you. So you can say these out loud along with me. I do them three times each, and or you can do them silently or not at all, completely up to you. Now, the first one here is my contribution. It comes from my Ananda spiritual family. But this profoundly changed my life, and it would be helpful for you too. So here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, our second affirmation actually comes from our Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find that when she works with one of you on the air here or your client, that she often gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And she was gave it out a few times on the show with callers. And Stacy started doing it, and it made a big difference for her. And then I started doing it. It shifted everything for me. And now it's a go-to. Anyway, this one's really powerful. And I highly recommend that you incorporate this into your life. Three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, then. Now, this affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division, and the one that I like to keep myself in a state of health and well-being, and when I go out in the world, sharing that rather than going out in fear of contagion and all that sort of thing. So here we go with this one three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, the next one is contributed by Natasha, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach, and this one I find helpful to me, and I do all of these for me and my animal friends. It helps all of us stay in better balance. Here we go three times with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and the last affirmation to conclude this whole group is the Warriors of Light affirmation from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And this is the one we use to spread God's light and love all over the planet. And boy, is it needed everywhere. So here we go. Last affirmation in our group three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, and now to conclude the whole ritual, this is Dr. Nell's part. Put your hands, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. I always feel like, okay, we've done our job now, we can go home. Huh. All righty, but I guess not. We're just getting rolling. Okay, we need to take care of our advertisers because without them, there is no show. So we'll listen, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are. And Animal World continues straight ahead. It's Healing Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. We'll be taking your phone calls. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And now let's see, we heard from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they, of course, have the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, the Canyon Park area, the Linwood community, and the Ananda Farms up on Camino. And lots of great classes, yoga classes, meditation classes, all kinds of educational and spiritual classes and services and all that good stuff. And you can check all of it out at anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. org. All righty then. I wanted to do a follow-up for you, Loretta, in case you're trying to figure it out. The cat show today is at the, what did I say, the Ferndale. Were you able to come up with an address, Nathan?
Not yet.
Okay.
The Ferndale Event Center.
Ferndale Event Center, right. And it just says Ferndale Event Center, Ferndale, Whatcom County. So, Lorraine, I was trying to get an address
for you.
It's
5715 Barrett Road.
5715 Barrett Road. Just in case you guys are jumping in your car to drive the heck up to Ferndale. I'd say wait till spring. The shows are closer to town. But anyway, there you go. That's the best I can do for you on that one. All righty. So, I'm wondering what is happening with the weather, and are we still having winter? Well, yeah, because it's frozen. Are we going into spring? Now, the groundhog said we had 6 more weeks of winter because nobody saw their shadow on the east, or everybody saw their shadow on the east coast, west coast. But then I heard that the groundhogs usually aren't right. So what do we do with that? And I kind of assumed, didn't Natasha tell us that, Nathan, that she thought we'd have another bout of winter in February? And anyway, I think I remembered her saying that, and maybe it's just the coldness. I know she said we weren't going to have another huge snow, storm like we did in December. But anyway, so I'm wondering. So
I mean, it does show like a rain and snow mix, but nothing that snow specifically.
Yeah,
so anything
yeah.
we get isn't really going to do anything for the ground.
Well, so what I'm wondering about is that the hummingbird cycles have seemed to be just really messed up, at least around my house. And I'm just assuming that it's the weather cycles and so forth. I'm starting to see a little more hummingbird activity than I have. But something really surprised me yesterday and today. Kind of what I gauge winter by and spring is the birds. And the robins are here for the summer and the fall. And then when it starts to get winter, they leave and the varied thrushes come in and replace them. And, they're all thrushes, but they look very, a varied thrush looks like a robin, except it has a brown markings on its chest that the robin doesn't have, and their behavior's a little different. And I always know the varied thrushes because they get out in the leaves under the trees and they kick them up to look for seeds and insects. So if I look out the backyard and the leaves are all dancing and floating out and being kicked all around, I know that the varied thrushes are out there. Well, they were just here like on Thursday at all right, still winter, varied thrushes are here. Well, then yesterday morning, I went out when I take Robbie out, and I was hearing birds, so I turn on my bird app to record who's out there. And the first thing that came up was a robin. And I'm saying, no, I haven't seen any robins yet. It's too early for robins. We're not. And then this morning I went, and I didn't see any varied thrushes yesterday. And then this morning I went out, and I swear I saw a robin take off, and then I turned on my bird app to record, and sure enough, robins. So I don't know whether I've got both right now or whether they've made the change and the thrushes are gone and the robins are back.
Well,
so what do you think? What's going on? Yeah.
See, I think we're a little different in the Northwest because, we're in this little corner. It's kind of isolated. The weather's different. And I think we can't rely on groundhogs.
Yeah, okay.
We have to rely on the moles.
Oh, the moles,
and
okay.
The moles at my house are fiercely pushing up dirt everywhere.
Uh-oh.
It's just like the Himalayas out there in my backyard. We call them the Himalayas.
Himalayas.
Yes. So we have...
I have a Himalaya section in my dog yard.
So I'm thinking spring's coming early, and so the birds may be just trying to catch up.
So you find the moles get active starting spring.
Now, yeah, because the hard frozen ground is no fun to try to push stuff up through.
Yeah. Now, I have to agree with you on that, but I'd say that on my moles, there's a little more activity. But see, I tried to get rid of them everywhere, but that didn't work. So then I just decided, okay, I don't want them around my patio, and I don't want them in my, you know, human part yard. But if they want part of the dog yard, that's okay. So I allow them to have part of the dog yard. But if they come up around my patios or with a place I don't want them, I water them. And you know, so I use a hose and I just, you know, water the down. Anyway, they don't like that. And it's worked quite well. So, and then once they get the point in one area, then they stay out of that for the rest of the season. So they haven't been in any of the bad areas through the winter. Well, just a poking up. So they're just starting to poke up a little bit. Nothing. So maybe we're a little behind, but I guess yeah. We're heading into an earlier spring. What I was going to try to do this year is shift the hummingbird situation, because, you know, I have a lot of feeders close to the house. And last year, you know, I had two huge families of Anna hummingbirds, and then the Rufus hummingbirds that go away for the winter. And they're the bright colored, bright orange and green ones. They come in the spring and they're much more aggressive, and they chased all my animals off last year and really created a big problem. So I'm putting more feeders out on the perimeter of the property, but I pulled those in and I haven't added the new one I want because I didn't want to have to deal with freezing hummingbird feeders all over the property. I want to get them out before the roofies show up. And now I'm thinking I better get them out there right away. So do you think spring is starting early?
I think so. I thought I had a hummingbird near my ear yesterday. I heard a lot of noise. I whipped around but couldn't see anything. Although perhaps we have got a lot of little other birds, because Martha put out some seed things for the little birds to eat on. And something was flapping really, really fast, so it sounded like a hum right next to my ear, but I never saw it. So I don't know for sure if I've got a hummer or not.
Uh-huh. Well, if you heard one, you probably do. All right. So I think I'm going to go with spring's coming early, so I'm going to start gearing up for the hummers. All right. So that's been settled. Now, let's take care of the bad news for the day, and that's the recalls that we've got going on. And let's see. They are both posted on the Animal World Facebook page. It's Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And they are from the companies I most don't like to talk about. But the first one is Purina Pet Care voluntarily recalls Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets EL Elemental Dry Dog Food. So if that sounds familiar to you, and if you feed the Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diet, Elemental, whatever that is, then it's been recalled, too much vitamin D or something like that. So, You can check it out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And the best source for these is truthaboutpetfood.com. You can find all the recalls there. The second one is Royal Canin Veterinary Feline Renal Support. That has also been recalled. So feline in the Royal Canin Department, canine in the Purina Pro Plan department. So check them out. And I'll tell you, you know, since I've been doing the teaching shows with Walter Stoffel and how I work with clients, I always, when I do a private session, part of that is I always do a session on food, and, you know, because food affects behavior, and I educate everybody about food, how to read labels, ingredients, and all that kind of stuff. And so every session I do, I read the labels on everything that they feed. So I read lots and lots of labels and have been. Okay. So, you know, I believe that Purina and Hill's, those big corporations, actually control the pet food industry in this country. And, you know, they aren't high on my list of because they're not really interested in providing quality ingredients. You know, they really, money is their bottom line. And so I'm usually switching my clients off to other things. Now, sometimes in the prescription food department, and I just always have to say, sometimes there just is no other option for your animal friends. So you just have to accept and love the prescription foods because it does what it needs to do for your animal friends. But you can avoid those brands. It is a good idea. And I'll tell you, of the three, Purina, Hill's, Royal Canin, of those three, the worst label reads, the worst ingredients, are always Purina. Second is Royal Canin. And the third, so the best of those three, consistently, the best label reads of those three actually is Hill's. This is just my experience in reading labels and all of that. So just telling you. And you'll find some of some of the Purina products, the only protein in the food is like byproducts, chicken byproducts. There isn't any real, good meat in those foods. So just be careful. And just a reminder because of the recalls, hitting these brands. But there are much better options out there. Okay, so we took care of the recalls and the catchos and the puppy bowl. That's today at 2 p.m. on Animal Planet Discovery or TBS. And then, golly, we have a celebration coming up this week. And actually, we've got to send out some celebrations here before we even get to the second celebration. Because I understand there's a birthday in the animal world today.
Shall we cue the music?
I think, yes. And we have, guess what? And since he chimed in, do you want to make the announcement?
Sure. I mean, it involves playing the music. It's another birthday. So let's go ahead and hit it.
Well, we're probably driving her nuts. It's her birthday. But she's in a dog suit, and it's cats that are singing. So happy birthday, Abby Border Collie.
Yes, Abby, yeah. Happy fourth birthday to you.
Yeah, so Nathan's little sister, Abby, has a birthday today.
Well, there's some dogs barking in the background.
Yeah, some in the background.
I mean, we get them, but she's not a big fan of cats. Her neighbor cat really likes to antagonize her.
That's kind of one of the impression I was getting. So happy birthday to Abby. Now, is Abby getting a birthday party or any special celebrations?
She just started chewing on a nice smoked bone that was locally produced for her, and she's been loving it. One of the first bones she went right away at. Normally, we'll give her a bone, and it's like, okay, I'll just put it in the side for now. And then 2 o'clock in the morning, we wake up to crunch, 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 crunch. She's going all to town on her bone. But this is the first time she's taken a bone and started chewing on it right away. So she's got a nice bone.
Hey, you know what? I think we have a follow-up on Abby. Because didn't last month when we did this show, hadn't she just injured her foot?
Yeah, she did her something to her foot. And
all right, so I can't remember. I'm sure I probably reported this to you the next week. But Nathan, you brought it up on the show saying that Abby had injured her foot and she was limping and so forth. And so, Dr. Nels, we had you tune in.
We did.
And you did. yes, you tuned in. Yeah. Well, you don't remember, but you did. You tuned in and you did an on-air remote treatment for Abby, as you normally do. And now I have to remind everybody that Dr. Nels and Linda, they don't diagnose or treat problems. We talk about what's going on with an individual when there's a problem so that we all understand and all of that go along. But Dr. Nels just tunes in to, like in this case, Abby, and treats the points on her body that.
Well, she's energetically out of balance.
Yeah, wherever's going on.
Communication's disrupted. We just got to get it all reconnected up.
So he just reconnects all that and balances that. Well, something very interesting happened because I got a text from Nathan later, and he said, well, it was just all of a sudden around noon. Abby's limp was gone.
Right after Animal World.
Right after Animal World, boom, the limp is gone.
Well, what do you think?
So how about that? So, anyway, if there's something going on with your animal friend, or for you, by the way, you can call in and get a free treatment today.
Speaking of which, we do have a caller on the line that's been patiently waiting.
All right. I was gonna saying thinking though, so I don't forget, because it's Abby's birthday, and the tune-up worked so well with her last month, and fixed that limp, whatever it was gone by the time the show was done. So I'm thinking, don't you think she ought to have a birthday tune-up?
She actually could use one.
Oh, is there something going on with her?
Well, you know how we took about a week-long trip to Kentucky for my niece's first birthday.
Right.
Well, we come back home, and it seems like she might be having a little anxiety or stress with us going away. It's like, are they going to go away again? You know? So, I mean, she had a great house sitter, but once everybody came home, she's been dealing with a little bit of loose stools, and we've given her some Slippery Elm.
Okay, excellent.
That's something that she could use a little tune-up in.
Now, we don't have time really to do that today, okay? But this is a problem I run into all the time. And so I think we should have time to do it next week when Natasha's here, because we can talk about you and Abby. But what I want you to do is I want you to remind me to bring this up again. Because what I need to teach you is how to communicate with Abby so that you can help her, that she can help you get ready for your trips in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows where you're going, what you're doing, and then I want to teach you how to send mental postcards so you communicate with her while you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be important for you and especially your mom to do this. And it will solve all those problems.
We have been doing that.
Well, obviously, if you still think there's an anxiety thing, well, we're doing the right thing.
I'm not sure if it's related to that or not. It just happens to be that's when the loose stools started popping up.
Yeah.
So
make sure that we clean that up. But at any rate, Nels, you didn't have any problem tuning into Abby.
Not at all. She does need a little tune-up, basic fight or flight kind of thing. So, yeah, she might get a little stressed out.
All right. I think that we will go ahead and table any of the other things. And basically what the other celebration I was going to talk about is Valentine's Day, but I can talk about that anytime because that's coming up later in the week. And I know we've got somebody on the line. So why don't we, Dr. Nels, we'll continue and finish up the treatment for Abby. Happy birthday, Abby. Your treatment is happening as we speak. Let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in the hour so I can find out what's going on phone call-wise. And then if it feels like there's time to start this call before the top of the hour, we will. Otherwise, we'll hold and start on the other side. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Oh, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen and his Healing Ministry for Animals.com. We got a lot to talk about with Dr. Nels today, and we were going to go to that, but I think we're going to take a phone call and we'll come back. However, if you are interested in working with Dr. Nels off the air, you can contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill it out. He always does a free telephone evaluation. But if you remember last month, he was given a free Zoom session to anybody that requested through the end of January. He wasn't sure what he was going to do with that, but now you have decided.
I have decided. We're good through the end of this month.
All right, so he continues to give away that free Zoom session through the end of February. But you are absolutely ending it the end of February.
I am. We've just got so much going on around the Rasmussen household that it's time to devote more attention to other things.
All right, so you're going to take advantage of that. Now, we'll talk more about that. And just hint, 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 Stacy. You had the Zoom session. You did this free Zoom session, did you not?
I did.
All
yes.
Right. So I think we're going to take advantage of the time we have remaining in the hour to take our phone caller. But then maybe when we start the next hour or sometime today, Stacy, you can tell us what your experience was like so people will know what we're talking about. Alrighty. So we have got a member of the Animal World family around. We recognize when she calls in, and we are heading over to Redmond. And Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody?
No, we're pretty
great.
Good. How are you, Roberta?
I'm doing good. I called mainly for me. Not that I want to be selfish, but Dr. Nels is working on Boomer. Next week. So.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, just you're here when he can. We can do both of them, can't we?
Well, yes. This is. This will not be quite the extensive thing I do when I get to his full session. So I'll just give him a little tune up.
Right. So yeah. Obviously, if you're working with Dr. Nels or with Linda Rasmussen privately, like in their office or in their homes or over the phone or Zoom or however you're working privately. You have a lot more time, and there's no restrictions on what they can do. So here it's like radio, and we only can do so much. Anyway, who is Boomer, Roberta?
Boomer is my mini Aussie puppy. Well, not puppy, because he's 12 now.
Ah, yes. No, that he's an adult.
He's a gentleman.
And obviously, Dr. Nels is familiar with Boomer. You're tuned in, and so... Roberta, you're calling in for yourself, so I'm turning you over to Linda. So it's all yours, Linda.
Hi, Roberta.
I miss being able to come in and see you.
Yeah, I miss you too. So it's great that you called. How can I help you today?
Well, moving is H-E-double-L.
Okay.
And I keep hurting myself. Thanks to the ice and various things. And I just think I could use help.
So. Okay, so let's do that. Let's have you think about when you're all moved the way you imagine it to be. So just let your mind go into whenever all this work is complete. go there in your thoughts, just breathing normally.
Okay.
And then we're going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. And notice if your body responds to satisfied somewhere. Just pay attention to that, satisfied. And the number three. And your eyes are going to be closed, looking up at your forehead. And do some of that square breathing, inhaling, holding your breath in. Exhaling, holding your breath out, thinking satisfied three.
Roberta, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at your forehead, doing square breathing, thinking satisfied three, satisfied and three, satisfied the number.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Roberta, and with your eyes open, just let your head tip forward, tucking your chin, and then let your head rise. And then go back into your thoughts, envisioning when everything has been completed, how you see it.
Do you want me to verbalize it?
No, just let your mind paint that picture for you. Notice how you feel as you see that all completed. Okay, you are complete on that. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And even though it is, as you described, to be moving, put your attention frequently on how you are satisfied with what you have done, the way things are going, even in the smallest ways, and really amplify that energy of satisfied.
All right, Roberta.
All right.
You're cooked.
I know one thing that will really help that satisfied is when I sell my property here.
Okay. Keep seeing that happening.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Roberta, thanks so much for calling Animal World, and good luck. And I hope your move, you sell your house or sell whatever you need to, and everything goes smoothly in the move.
Did Dr. Nils find anything?
I did find a little bit of a fight or flight kind of a thing him. So I reset that.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
And then apparently this is to be continued later this week off the air, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Roberta.
Thank
have
you
a great
much.
Day. Thank
Thank
you.
You.
God bless. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, that's going to pretty much wrap us up for hour number one. And hour number two, we will have more phone calls. So we've got more phone calls going already. So we'll get that going. But we are ending the first hour. So that means we're getting ready to get on the love train. So this is our exercise energy portion of the show, and to help Martha get back in her clothes, and which just seems it's working, and but you know, and I find this just really energizes me up for the day. I really enjoy it, so I hope you do too. And as you know, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join the love train, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. I'm going to send the love and light all over the world as we do this. And I energize it up with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.